Welcome to the world of Shabbos. My name is Reuven Brand, and I invite you to listen in as we share a powerful burst of Torah that will transform your experience of Shabbos. Whether we'll be swaying with a group of Majitzer Hasidim at Shalashuddis or cracking a Talmudic mystery, we'll be pursuing a journey to deepen and enrich our weekly Shabbos experience. Let's get started. We refer to Shabbos as Me'ein Olam Haba. In what way is Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba, a small slice of the world to come? So one way to understand this is that our world, which is limited and finite, is by definition, it is chaser, it is lacking, it's imperfect, it's incomplete. As opposed to Olam Haba, that is the world of Shlemus, of Shalem, of wholeness, and Shalom, of peace. So this is why we emphasize so often on Shabbos the inyan of Shalom Bayis, of Nero Shabbos, the lights that we kindle Friday night, which are for the purpose of Shalom Bayis, which is super important. It explains to us why it is that when we arrive home on Friday night, we recite this well-known piyut, this poem, Shalom Aleichem. Introduced in 1641, the poem of Shalom Aleichem is this beautiful introductory welcome to the Shabbos and to the Malachim of Shabbos as we welcome them into our home, but it's not so simple. If you want to understand the origins of this, it's best place to start, or one great place to start, is the Nesiv Bina, Rav Yaakovson's five-volume work on the origins and the character and the meaning of different elements of our liturgy, of our davening, of our nusach. So he has a discussion of Shalom Aleichem, in which he raises the fact that there have been controversies about this poem, which in many communities is recited extensively, you know, broadly among many people, but there are some people who do not recite Shalom Aleichem. There's also a beautiful essay on this in the brand new Sefer Hakona Olamo from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz Shlita. Shalom Aleichem, we welcome the Malachim, but then we say, Baruchuni L'Shalom, the angels should bless us in peace. Wait a second, the Rambam tells us in the fifth of our Ikari Amuna, Ein L'Zulasa Roy L'Spalo, we can't daven to anybody else other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, we then say, Tzeischem l'shalom, goodbye. Why are we saying goodbye? We just brought them here. And finally, one issue that some have with Shalom Aleichem is the fact that the nusach that we have in the paragraph is, Mi melech malchei amlachim, which Rav Schechter quotes, Rav Schechter Shlita in one of his svarim quotes from Rav Soloveitchik that he didn't understand, and others. What does it mean, Mi melech malchei hamlachim, from the king? It should just say, Malachei Elyon, melech malchei hamlachim. So these are three issues we have with Shalom Aleichem. The first one of Baruchuni L'Shalom, which apparently is why the Chasam Sofer was opposed to saying Shalom Aleichem, Rav Chaim V'Loshen, or the Vilna Gaon. Baruchuni L'Shalom, we ask the angels to bless us, but you know what? The truth is, we already find that there is a concept called bracha. We see it in Birchas Kohanim, that we appoint Kohanim emissaries of the Jewish people of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless Klal Yisrael. We're not saying that the Kohanim have the authority, the ability, the source. They are the source of bracha. No, it's just that they should be the conduit to bring the bracha of Hashem. And that's the first answer, the way to address the first issue, is that we're not saying that the Malachim have the koach to bless, and we're not davening to them. What we are asking is that they should bless us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should bring down the Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Second issue we said was, why are we sending them away? So this already is discussed a couple of hundred years ago in the Machtzis HaShekel and the Shari Tshuva, and their commentaries in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samach Beis Se'if Aleph, for the Machtzis HaShekel says, it's like Baruch Atah B'Vovecho, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha. We say, welcome and goodbye. Whenever you're going to come and go, we thank you, we appreciate you. The Shari Tshuva says, we don't know when they're going to leave, and therefore we say Tzeischem. And the other issue, the issue of Mi Melech, we can understand it. Where is the bracha coming from? The bracha of Shalom is Mi Melech Malchei Amlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole source, the root of everything, it's not that Melech is modifying Elyon, it's Mi Melech that's modifying the concept of bracha. So this is the reason why you might find people who do not say Shalom Aleichem at all, who some skip Tzeischem L'Shalom, But for many of us, this is the minhag that we have, and the origins of this are in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Tesem and Beis. The Gemara tells us something magnificent. First, the Gemara tells us about the person who says Vayichulu, how they get a bracha from the Malach HaSharis, and then the Gemara tells us the key source for our Shalom Aleichem, Tanya Reb Yossi Reb Yudah Omer, Reb Yossi Reb Yudah says, Shnei Malach HaSharis Malavan, Lola Adam Be'erev Shabbos Be'Beis HaKnesses Labeiso, two angels of Shabbos accompany a person home from shul on Friday night, L'Kavod Shabbos. They come home with a person, Echad Tov, V'Echad Ra. One malach, one messenger, one angel. And there's a big discussion being shown what exactly does it mean when we talk about a malach, an angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One was Tov, and the other one is Ra. So that's already interesting. Is such a thing as a malach Ra, at least in this context, whatever that means. When the person arrives home, umatza, when they find, ner dolok v'sholchan aruch u'mitatzo musas. When the malach arrives, the person arrived, they see the candle is lit, the table is set, the bed is made. Especially if you imagine that scene in antiquity, when you actually went into a Talmudic home, there was a one-room house. That's all it was. So you saw everything. So, of course, the Gemara tells us earlier in Shabbos that oftentimes on Erev Shabbos, there's chaos, there's tension, there's anxiety. But if we're able to succeed to some extent, to put that away, to settle things down, to create the calm and the peace of Shabbos, what happens? Malach Tov Omer. The Malach Tov says, Yiratzon Shetei L'Shabbos Acheres. This should be for the next Shabbos. And in addition, not only does the Malach Tov say that, Shetehila Shabbos Acheres Kach, Umalach Ra, the Malach Ra, Ona Amen, responds Amen, Bal Karcho, against his wishes. But unfortunately, says the Gemara, Lehefach, the opposite, Vim Lav, but if it's not the way, if there is no peace in the home, God forbid, if it's not prepared, which is why the Shulchan Aruch says, it shouldn't be that a person waits till after they come home from shul to set the table, to get the house ready for Shabbos. That should be done on Erev Shabbos. Malach Ra Omer, Yirotzen Shetehila Shabbos Acheres. If not, God forbid, it should be that week, that same week, the next week. Umalach Tov, Ona Omen Bal Karcho. The Malach Tov is coerced into saying Amen. So this idea that the Malachim are accompanying us, who are we saying Shalom Aleichem to? To these special Shabbos Malachim. Malachim come from the upper world, says the Maharal Nechidushi Agados. Shabbos is about Shlemus. It's about Shalom. It's about wholeness, about Me'ein Olam Haba coming from the other world, feeling just a little of that magic of the world to come, of that wholeness. And therefore the Malachim, they come from the other world. According to our tradition, of course, there are malachim that accompany a person the entire week, but these are special Shabbos malachim. They come from the Olam of Shlemus. They are trying to make sure that we feel and that we embrace the wholeness, the Shlemus of Shabbos. Why is it that the Gemara says that the bracha that they give us is that it should be L'Shabbos Acheres? Why should they bless us with this beauty of Shabbos, this wholeness of Shabbos next Shabbos? So there's an interesting sefer I came across when I was preparing for this called the Toras Hatur from Rav Moshe Steinberg, who lived in Israel in the 20th century, late 20th century. He says, interesting ha'ara, because we know we have two different opinions in Chazal. What is it going to take to bring about the ultimate redemption? Is it going to take that the Jewish people, we observe two Shabbosos? El Moli Shamri Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miad Hoyin Golem? Two Shabbosos or just one? He says, the truth is, we need two Shabbosos to arrive at the ultimate redemption. But if we have one Shabbos, then the Malachim are going to grant us just one Shabbos. They'll grant us the bracha for the second Shabbos. We'll have Geula. It's a beautiful word. But I was thinking perhaps there's a different pshat. If the whole idea of Shabbos, of Me'ein Olam Haba, of the Malachim, is that we are somehow elevated into a world of Shlemus, we've brought wholeness to ourselves, then the Malachim really don't need to bless us right now. We've done everything to bring the bracha into our lives. We've prepared ourselves. We've got everything ready. So we have it all. We are sholem right now. The only thing the Malachim can bless us is that it should continue next week. We have created this world of shlemus for ourselves. Beautiful pshat. We'll close with the Teferet Shlomo, the Hilga Rab Domsker. The Teferet Shlomo in Parshas Yisro, he says, what are these Malachim? These Malachim are the actions, the mitzvahs, the masim tovim that we did the whole week. But they didn't have, during the week, they didn't have wings. The Malachim bring the wings. And now all the mitzvahs of Masim Tovim, everything we did during the week, the preparation we did for Shabbos, it's now flying. Those are the Malachim that we're greeting. And therefore, the Malachim just tell us it should be the same Halavai next week, because Baruch Hashem, we have merited to create the Shabbos for ourselves, that Shlemus in our lives, in this moment, in the beginning of Shabbos. Thank you for joining us for this episode of The World of Shabbos. Please subscribe to this podcast and leave us a great review. For more Torah learning opportunities, please check out our Kollel's website, www.torahchicago.org.